This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Got too many bugs on the windshield here. I had to get them cleaned off. We're going so fast. Whew. Man, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, where, in fact, the windshield is now cleaned off, and I can see you. The temperature here in the studio at the microphone is about 150. Whoa, just went up 116. A little bit of getting hot here. That's right, a lot of hot air. Welcome in. Welcome you to the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Each and every week, we have a good time, and we help you with your car, your truck, your lawnmower. In the wintertime, I hear a lot of snowmobile questions and why is this and why is that. You got to remember to rejet those snowmobiles. And, well, snowmobiles need to be rejetted for a different altitude. Carbureted ones, that is. That's one of the biggest reasons they went into fuel injection in cars and, you know, dirt bikes and motorcycles and, of course, snowmobiles. The days of hanging on to the hand choke and playing it like a trombone while you're pumping the gas pedal or go pedal are long gone. You have to, you know, maintain what you own, maintain what you are driving, and you know that that car and that truck that you are driving is really pretty easy to maintain. Why do I say that? Is because there's no full-service gas stations anymore where, like myself, when I first started, you pulled in for $3 for the gas, which, in fact, filled your 25-gallon tank up. Check the oil and check the air in the tires and can you wash the windshield? All for $3. So I was your pit crew. One guy, one man pit crew. I was a kid, one kid pit crew. That's where I learned how to work. You had to really love the car and the customer. The customer communicated with you and told you what you needed, and you did it. And they said, thanks, here's $3. And you smiled and said, thank you, see you again. And it's the return that means more than, I think, the $3. And with that, I want to thank you, every one of you, for returning to Auto World every week, every hour, and looking me up on the internet.com, interweb, internet, and staying in touch with me. We are all family here, Auto World family, AW family. We've got some great Auto World affiliates, the radio stations that take Auto World nationwide, coast to coast, growing every month, adding more and more. And I'm very honored to say that. I'm very honored to say that you're part of the Auto World family. So let's keep it up and keep it going and have some fun. So today here on Auto World, oh no, they did it. They registered the C word again. Yeah, working on a lot of those. We're going to get to that, of course. Got a little history behind the windshield again. We need to know what the windscreen's doing, where it came from. Oh yeah, are you proud to have a windshield in front of your face? I am, especially when I'm going at, I was up in Spokane here not too long ago, and you know, when you're doing 75, 95 miles an hour, and the bug, boom, right between your eyes, but the windshield got it instead of your eyes. Boy, I'm just thankful I didn't have the pair of goggles on, like they had to in the back in the olden days. Head on over to our Facebook page. My address is my name, Mark Evans. We also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll probably just let the cat out of the bag, the hubcap come off the wheel there. Why not? Go on over and you'll see some of the models behind the C word. Yep. Trivia this hour also. We've got a different kind of tire coming your way. And Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Whoa, yeah, I remember Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I used to watch that detective show, that little cartoon detective show at all times. Well, there's a new van in town. Oh, yeah. Rivian, something to do with Rivian and Mercedes-Benz. So stay tuned for that. And, oh, yeah, We've got email bag over here to my left. I accept your emails live. That address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can also Facebook message me. I do welcome that. So with that, let's get on. Let's find out what's happening this hour. Let's get in there. Where's the hubcap? There it is. Okay, so a different kind of tire. Are you happy with the black rubber on your tire, on your car, your vehicle? Do you even care? Do you really care about the brand even? You just know it needs to have air in it or nitrogen in it. Off we go. Well, it's a rubber tire alternative coming your way. Uh-huh. Yep. Why? Because of the drought. Yeah, we all know about the drought. I'm out here in Boise, Idaho right now, and the West Coast is solid smoke. Fires. Drought. I don't know if you knew this, but tires are among the most environmentally problematic parts on your vehicle, folks. They're primarily made out of synthetic rubber, made from a petroleum-derived products. The natural rubber content is virtually all tires comes from tropical sources of South America, Africa, and Southeast Asia, where, in fact, the rubber trees are grown. I don't know if you knew that, but you do know that now. Because of the trees require a tropical or subtropical climate with a minimum of about 47 inches per year of rainfall and no frost, rubber production contributes to, well, the Amazon basin and around the world is where we're getting our rubber. About 40% of every tire on the road today is made of natural latex rubber, but Bridgestone Americas is working to develop a more robust and environmentally friendly source of latex that can be grown right here in the United States of America. The source is a plant called guarul, if I get that right. Guarul, I guess. I'm probably butchering it. Guarul is a shrub that's been around for a very, 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 very long time. Chief Race Tire Engineer at Firestone Tires, a division of Bridgestone, he says that the shrub has a lot of natural rubber in it. So the roots, the stems, the leaves all have latex in them, and we can build tires out of latex. So this could be a different kind of a world. In fact, the latex, as you know, surgical gloves are made out of latex. There's a lot of, you know, latex out there. But Bridgestone and Firestone, they want to make it happen. They want to be able to, because of the drought in Africa, etc., they're not being able to get that rubber like they can get it. So again, with that, it causes the price to go north. So they are trying to keep the price down by using this latex plant right here in the United States. Now, Bridgestone plans to invest an additional $42 million to establish a commercial operations here in the United States just to do this. And their expansion is basically planned all the way up until 2030. They are actually partnering up with U.S. farmers and Native American tribes to increase capacity of acreage, land, and to be able to, of course, scale up and harvest this guarul plant to grow it. And if they can get the right dirt, get the plant to grow correctly, Bridgestone and Firestone will be pretty much, can we say, maybe a monopoly, and will be selling their latex plant to other tire companies. Now, by 2030, now $42 million is just the start of their number. But overall, a lot of us have said this. Well, Mark, you see how your town is growing and the houses are getting popped up everywhere. Where's the farmers going to farm our food where we can eat? Well, we need rubber for our tires, too. So we might be seeing corn right next to this guarul plant for tires, latex tires. I just hope they just hold to the ground the way I like those Michelins to hold. We're going to take a little short break. We'll be right back. and talk about that C word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Yeah. drop the top, baby.
Give me some Mary Kay. Woo, pink Cadillacs. Here we got an answer to the trivia question. And the trivia question is, which Florida city provides the name of Chevrolet's compact MPV, which was unveiled at the 2008 Paris Motor Show? Joe gets us here at listening to us on KBOI right here in Boise, Idaho. News Talk. AM 670 and 93.1. Joe, hey, good to have you along. Thank you for answering. And his answer is, Joe from Boise, Idaho, Orlando. You're absolutely right, Joe. It is Orlando. It was the Florida city that Chevrolet named the compact MPV after. Orlando. And it was unveiled at the 2008 Paris Motor Show. I didn't get to go over to the Paris Show that year to see it or hear about it, but I guess maybe next year. Joe, good job. Appreciate it listening to us. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho, Newstalk, KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1. Got some great folk. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you. Mountain Home in McCall, Idaho, all the way over in Baker, Oregon. I've had some emails coming in from Baker, Oregon, listening. And absolutely, Australia. We've got a gentleman over in Australia listening to us on KBOI.com. So it all matters. It really does. And thank you. The power of you folks, the people. Appreciate it. Good job, Joe. Send me an email address over. Hey, I'm right here in Boise, too. Joe, I might forget about shipping. I want to come shake your hand and say hi. Say thank you for tuning in right here to Auto World. Thanks, Joe. Send me an address back at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Got some results that come out here this weekend, folks. Mecum auctions prices, of course, would never, you know, on antique and vintage and hot rods and all the old cars, they never go down. They always keep going up. So if you realize, oh, I should have purchased that car last year. You're right. Got some results I'm going to share with you right now and also the third hour. Here's one that went over the auction block. 1979 Pontiac Trans Am, white in color with the bird, black bird, the chicken, I guess you could call it, on the hood. And it had red interior. It sold for $80,000. Of course, these cars, folks, are beautiful in color, running, etc. So they had to be inspected and all, and, you know, and be verified and then be entered in and accepted to go through the auction. It's just not where, hey, I own this and I'm going to bring it down and I can put it in there. And this is what makes these auction houses, of course, their money, but also I think it really does, it brings in you and I, the crowd, because we look at it as a car show, don't we? Yeah. How about this one? A 1969 Dodge Daytona. Oh, yeah, you know, it's got the big wing out the back. Richard Petty's one of his vehicles, you know, a car that he won many, many NASCARs in. This one was green with white interior in it, and here we go. It sold for $380,000. Whew! A little trivia on that. In 1965, the Dodge Charger is introduced to compete with the Ford Mustang. The competition is made especially memorable in car chase scenes and, of course, as you know, the 1968 movie Bullet. The Chargers, the Daytonas. I don't even think the sky's the limit anymore. Maybe the moon. I remember when those were $125,000. I remember when they were selling for $38,000. Anyway, okay. So, right now, what has happened this month in automotive history? Well, back in 1950, a new diesel speed record was set. Jackson was his name at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in his Cummins Special in 1950. Jimmy Jackson drove his number 61 Cummins Diesel Special to a new diesel land speed record of 165.23 miles per hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah on this day in 1950. Also back in 1982, in this month in automotive history, Henry Ford II leaves Ford Motor Company. And one of the head master engineers passes away back in 1963 that helped Land Rover get where they got today. Absolutely. And also, this month in automotive history, in 1891, Peugeot debuts the Type 3 quadricycle without a windshield. Whew, windshields. Hopefully you're not taking them for granted. I always like to go under the hood, of course, here on Auto World, and when I go under the hood, we find out a lot of stuff, and that means a lot to me. And one thing that could be happening here is that C word. What am I talking about here? Well, you did see it over on the Auto World Radio Facebook side. The models of the C word, the Cavalier. Oh, no. Yep. Chevrolet registered the letter C again for the Cavalier. Is the Cavalier, well, the move to register the Cavalier name for a trademark last month happened. Yeah, it did. General Motors, thanks. What are they going to do? I mean, come on. What sold the Chevrolet Cavalier? Did you like it? Did you own one? Do you still own one? What was there, like four models of the Cavalier? I worked on quite a few of them, that quad four engine. Oh, my. You know, sometimes you don't hear a mechanic or a technician say act like this. You know, but sometimes it's just you can't get them fixed. And the customer's not happy. We want to make you happy. Constantly working on them. What sold? Yep, the Ford Maverick could be coming your way, too. But General Motors, yes, they renewed the Cavalier trademark. Well, are they going to change it up, maybe, and turn it into an electric beast? It could return. The Cavalier could return as an all-electric crossover with self-driving capability. Help us all. It's true. The Cavalier, they're wanting to bring it back. General Motors. It could be near a Chevrolet dealership close to you here before you know it. And by the way, it could be actually turning into an SUV, an all-electric SUV, the Cavalier. I don't know about that. I don't know if that would be my favorite. But we did learn from the past, didn't we? General Motors. Yep. And if General Motors brings the Cavalier back, it could be a lot better than the olden days. Are you always happy with the brand of car that is available to us? Is it the brand that you want? Is it the brand that you like? When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about brands. Yeah. What brand? What car brand has three triangles? I'll leave you with that right before the break. What car brand has three triangles? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. America remembered the 9/11 terrorist attacks of 2001. Ceremonies in New York, outside of Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, memorialized the tragedies that happened on those sites. At the 9/11 Memorial in New York, the traditional reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 men, women, and children who perished were read. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has arrived in Edinburgh after leaving Balmoral Castle in a long, solemn procession through the Scottish countryside. King Charles and the Queen Consort will be there on Monday. The pastor in Alabama who was arrested for watering flowers while black filed a federal lawsuit against the three officers as well as the town of Childersburg Saturday. Michael Jennings alleges that his constitutional rights were violated and the ordeal has caused lingering problems, including emotional distress and anxiety. The 2022 NFL campaign well underway. The Sunday night game has Tampa Bay at Dallas. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been this last week in the automotive world. I hope you've had a good week. I hope your automobile, your transportation device has proven good to you. And also, if you've had a vehicle in the repair shop or a windshield shop or the paint shop, body shop, or even the tire shop and brake shop, a transmission shop, oh, there's a lot of divisions on your car. I just hope that you got it in, they fixed it right, you're happy. And if not, you know, you want to scream at somebody, let me know. I'm right here for you. Absolutely. Scream away. You can do it by email or the phone. Right here. Our phone number, Axelrod Alex, is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. I make you sound good. At 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Since 1992. Hasn't changed. Won't. It will never change. It's what you're listening to. Auto World Radio. When I say scream, I'm talking about something you might not understand, something that just didn't make any sense to you, something that, why is it so much? Why did they, you know, why has it gone up? And another biggest part of this list last week in my world is that a lot of you've made comments to me on the aspect of just sitting around with your vehicle sitting over at the dealerships just waiting there. And you expect, I guess, I don't, do you expect it to be done like a like driving through a drive-up fast food? I mean, drive through McDonald's and get your burger, your bag of food quick, Burger King, and get it real quick. It doesn't happen that way in automotive. It can't happen that way. And yes, I know, you see some of the technicians, you pull it in, you look through the glass window, you're looking like you're looking for fish in the fishbowl. Well, yeah, I guess you could call us fish in the fishbowl. Mechanics in the fishbowl, right there. Well, they're not doing anything, and you're sitting there just watching them drink coffee and all that. Well, one thing about the diagnostic word is that, in fact, sometimes... yes, we do have to scan your car in the OBD2 connection, of course. Look at our scan tool, or we get our laptop out, we plug it in, and we really do have to sit there, folks, and do a lot of reading. And also, thinking. There's a lot of, what can I say? There's a lot of things down the pipeline on your car. It could, you know, an O2 sensor could not be an O2 sensor that's really bad, even though the scan tool, like you have, and you scanned it, it says it's an O2 sensor, and you go, you know, replace the O2 sensor, and you still have an engine light on a week later or 3 weeks later, whatever it might be. You have to not only, you know, fix what's wrong, but you have to find the cause. So what all I'm saying here is just be patient, relax. And sometimes, yes, you do have to keep checking in with the dealerships to make sure why is the part not in yet. I had a friend with a Lincoln. He pointed out to me, he says, yeah, I can still drive my vehicle, Mark. The light was on. It's not missing or running rough or anything like that, causing any grief for me. I just got used to the engine light being on. And the Lincoln dealership told me that, yeah, when we get the part, we'll call you. And he, you know, after about 2 weeks, he called me and he says, hey, is this really the truth? I said, it is. And 2 months later, I believe he said, they finally called him and said, we've got the part, bring it in. Well, there it is. He was patient. You know, he listened. And to me, I told him, just be patient. They'll call you. They'll call you. You're on the list, along with all the other folks. So, and that's with not only, you know, warranty or out of warranty items or even recalls. If you've got a recall, you know, the notice comes in, you make the appointment, then you get over there and they don't have the part. Or they tell you, when we get the part, we'll call you. So just be patient, that's all I'm saying. Well, you know, there's a new kid in town, a new van in town, actually, Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Well, not quite. Not quite Scooby-Dooby-Doo kind of van, but Mercedes-Benz vans. They're teaming up with, you've heard them, right here on Auto World, Rivian. Yes, the Rivian pickup, you know about that one. And you do definitely know about the Rivian got in trouble because they pushed that diesel truck down the hill. All-electric diesel truck. Huh. Well, they said it was all electric, but it was not. They were planning on making it electric. They pushed it down the hill and got kind of in trouble. Well, they're still alive. They're still kicking, and they still got, you know, the thought process and the engineering behind their product. Well, Mercedes-Benz vans are a full-range provider of electric, private, and commercial vans. And electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian, as I just said, they announced that come spring, they're teaming up to understanding each other to initiate basically a partnership that will enable the companies, both of them, to cooperate with each other on the production of electric vans. Now, I see a lot of the Mercedes-Benz going around the Boise, Idaho area, and when I'm on my travels, I see those beautiful vans that you have the logo on the front. And by the way, I have that little trivia question out there. What is the most recognized? No, excuse me. Let me back the bus up here. What car brand has three triangles? 855-660-4261. So Rivian and Mercedes-Benz is teaming up to give us a new style of van, all electric. They want to get away from the fossil fuel consumption by creating a compelling products and services. Both of them want to do this, Mercedes-Benz and Rivian. Now, my question for all of us is that you folks that own the Mercedes-Benz, you know what that product is. It's a really good product. It's been around forever. Forever. I could do a whole hour just on the trivia of Mercedes-Benz. We won't today. But you know what Mercedes-Benz is, for folks even that do not own one. We have some folks out there that said that are thinking, you know, hey, if I could afford one, I would buy one. I just will tell you this, the Mercedes-Benz C-Class is a great four-door automobile, along with a lot of their brands and models. And now they're teaming up. I thought, you know, they didn't have a problem with these diesel vans, but they need the technology behind what Rivian has in order to do and give you and my, you know, yours truly, an electric van. The electric-only platform for a Mercedes-Benz van will be the Rivian Light Van RLV platform. This is what they're planning. And they're going to bring it out. They want to get away from the fossil fuels a little bit, Mercedes says, and they're using, you know, the folks behind Rivian to do this. Their shift to get out of carbon is using electric from Rivian. The R1T, the R1C, these are Rivian models, and the electric delivery van, the EDV, will be part of the Mercedes-Benz lineup, which I believe also, Rivian also, I believe, has got a contract with Amazon coming out soon because, as you know, Amazon brings all of us a lot of Santa Claus and Christmas every day. And so it's going to be electric. Now, this will be kind of shocking, I think. Would you, Mercedes-Benz fans, buy one of these electric vans for your camping? For your mountain biking, for you putting your dirt bike in the back, maybe your snowmobile? Or would you say, no, I don't want that, I'm just going to stick right with Mercedes-Benz? I know they're pretty expensive, the Mercedes-Benz diesel. The other day, like I said, I was up at Spokane, and I was going up over the pass, and in a vehicle, not towing anything, 85, and one of these Mercedes-Benz vans blew right by me like I was standing still at 85. So, hey, I guess I can say that the diesel engine in those Mercedes-Benz has some oomph. But I think the electric one will blow right by me, too. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're going into the email bag. We got you to help right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Have you back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Windshields, we're all taking them for granted, aren't we? Do you have a crack in your windshield? Do you have one of those little stars in your windshield? Well, yes, the repair of stone chip and crack damage. Illegal. Why do they do that? Because the windshield is a pretty much a big beam holding up your cab above you. You don't want that to come apart. See, according to the United States National Windshield Repair Association, many types of stone damage, folks, can be successfully repaired, as you know, but some can't. Whether the windshield can be repaired always depends upon 4 factors. Of course, the size, the type, the depth, and the location of the damage. Ooh! That means one thing. We have a brand new live email that just came in. There it is. That's a brand new, you know, I love it. Thanks, Axelrod Alex. He set up the computer so when we get a new fresh email, the new horn sounds off. That's what I'm talking about right there. This one looks like, thank you. By the way, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, this one says I can. So if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just shut me down. Say, you know, please don't, but help me anyway. And I always try to help you constantly throughout the week. I'm kind of behind, but we'll get you folks all fixed by Tuesday. I promise. Okay. So I want the email bag to be completely empty by Wednesday, and that way your new fresh emails will fill it back up for next week's show. Okay, let's get on to it here. Hi, Mark. First time emailer, long time listener. Thank you. Great show. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Need your help. My engine light came on, went into a repair facility. They scanned it, said my O2 sensors were bad. So I had them replace all of them. 4 total. Spendy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Drove away about a week later. Light came back on, so I headed back to the shop. They said no problems. found and light was not on, and they found nothing. They started up, still no engine light. I drove away, Mark, counting to 10. Light came on instantly. I turned around instantly, kept it running, went into their office, told them light's on and car is running. They headed out to my car, Mark, scanned it, found nothing wrong. Mark, help. What do I do? Question mark. What is my next step? Oh, by the way, the light is on right now. Thanks, Russell. Listening in Kennewick, Washington. Well, Russell, thank you. I appreciate it. Good to have you in Kennewick and all you folks over there. Definitely, let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate there in Kennewick. And that would be shout-out to KFLD AM 870 and also 98.7 FM. Pasco, West Richland, Walla Walla, Kennewick, Washington, and all you folks there. Right there on the river, I believe. Beautiful little spot. Thanks for tuning in, listening. And a shout-out goes out again to KFLD AM 870. KFLD AM 870 and 98.7 FM. Russell, Kennewick, Washington. I am sorry. This about the light, that is. Appreciate you listening. I'm not sorry about that. But the light thing, oh my gosh, you are talking about the same thing. There's probably another at least 2 million plus people right now listening that have that same problem going on. Why do I say that? Because I have clients that come into my shop constantly, schedule the appointment, the light's on. They get here, the light's off. I scan it, shows nothing. So that's, again, back to being patient. I'm sitting in their driver's seat, getting the laptop out, getting the big boy scan tools out, and touching and typing in words and trying to talk to the computer on board to find out lights on, lights off, lights on, lights off. Now, Russell, you said here on the email that you had all four oxygen sensors replaced. Fantastic. Now, I don't know what kind of year, maker, model it is. I don't know how many miles you have on those O2 sensors, but you've got them replaced. That's fantastic. Now, oxygen sensors. And seems like you're the kind of person that when you say they got an oxygen sensor bad, you had them do all four of them, you said. Fantastic. Now, as you know, the light's still on. Now, something else is going on, as we all know. Now, if the oxygen sensor has been replaced, they're reading correctly. They're reading the hydrocarbons, all the sewage coming out of your exhaust pipes. Now, one thing I want you to check, Russell, you can do it yourself. And this is being, again, in the business for 45 years. I really do believe you've got, Russell, I want you to pop the hood. I want you to get a flat tip screwdriver or Phillips. And I want you to look at the air intake hose where that plastic air filter box is. First, I want all the air intake tight, Russell. I want the waffle style air filter in there. I want it not to be plugged up. I want it to be clean. I want you to vacuum out that plastic box. I want air to come through there. I don't want it plugged. I want that system to be tight. I want those clips to be tight on that plastic lid going down to that box. And I also want that rubber according looking style, you know, round hose that's hooked to that lid that goes over to the air intake plenum. I want those clamps to be tight. Do all that for me. Make sure they're all on. Make sure all that is good and tight. And if you've got a rubber one, here's what I would like you to do. I want you to go down to AutoZone, O'Reilly's Advanced Auto Parts. Just go to a parts store, please, and buy yourself a can of fuel injection spray. Fuel injection cleaner spray. It's an aerosol. I want to make sure it says fuel injection on there. I want you to start the car up, and I want you to have a friend, maybe, you know, or a significant other, of course. Bring the RPMs up about 2,500. Leave them there. I want you, Russell, to take that fuel injection spray, and I want you to spray lightly, fog that air intake hose, because you have more than likely, seriously, a little bitty hole in those pleats in that rubber hose. Something we really can't see. But it will suck that fuel injection spray in there and cause the idle to do what? Change. That's all I want, is change. If it changes the 2,500 RPMs down, you found yourself your problem. Now, if you've got a plastic air intake, according, yes, they have plastic ones. It's all hard plastic. It's formed correctly. And then it goes over to the air intake. Ford Explorer is one of them. And it fits on there with a rubber sleeve. That rubber sleeve is bad, Russell. That rubber sleeve that's inside that plastic snorkel is bad. It's not fitting tight. You can tighten that hose clamp up as much as you want. But the rubber sleeve inside is worn out, is shrunk. Why? Because of the hot and cold of the engine getting hot and then getting cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. So I just want to make sure that air intake is good and buttoned up and tightened and take fuel injection spray and spray all that. And then again, use your ear. You might have a vacuum leak also causing to shoot a code out for the O2 sensors to be bad. And please do that. Let me know, Russell. Hope that helps. That's just a little bit of direction. We'll go down that path first, and then you and I will stay in touch, please. Stay in touch with me, and we'll make sure we'll get this thing fixed and without a scan tool. How's that? We're going to need a scan tool to turn those codes, erase those codes, once we get it fixed. And that goes out for all of you, by the way. Air intake plenum hoses. See a lot of them being bad at 100,000 miles plus. Russell, send me an email address back so I can send you out a gift packet right here from Auto World. A gift packet that's got Meguiar's in it and wash drops in it and solution finish in it. In fact, coming up next hour, folks, oh yeah, the big package we're going to give away. We got Slide Him In and Slide Him Out Sammy sitting to the left of me, and he is ready to shake his head. Oh yeah, yeah, he's going to reach in this transmission housing. You guys did clean the tranny fluid out of there, right? Yeah, so it's not dripping in tranny oil? Yeah. Good. Okay, so we're going to find out who the winner is on the brand name game right here on Auto World. Let's see, I got the gift package up here in front of me. Oh, yeah! Gift card AutoZone for $1,000+. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you on the third hour, everybody. Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.